Okay. And then their parents were probably born in
Mississippi, yes. Mm-hmm. Prentice County, huh?
Prentice County. What's in Prentice County?
You saw it in Boonville, I'm down there.
Yeah. No, we're Boonville. Well, fine. Well, all in the world, this is some of the craziest things in the world, I'll ask you, it sounds like, because they're the most obvious questions. But, well, I ask, like, if you have a fireplace in a house and you build a fire in it and the smoke goes out the what?
Chimney.
Okay. And in front of a fireplace, you have the stonework that comes out on the floor.
Okay.
And in the fireplace, you have these metal things that you put logs on.
Dog irons. Could be different things, couldn't it?
Yeah, most people I've talked to call them dog irons. Some people call them fire irons.
Yeah.
And over the mantelpiece, you have a shelf kind of thing. I mean, I'm sorry, over the fireplace, you have a shelf kind of thing.
Could be the fireboard, or say, mantel, either one. I think
most people around here seem like they call it the fireboard. Especially up north into Tennessee, they call it that. Now, I call it the mantel.
Yeah, the mantel.
My grandfather called it the mantle. I think my grandmother called it a fire. And sometimes if you're burning a fire in the fireplace at night, you put a big log back in the back of the others to make it last all night. Do you have any certain term for that?
Let's see, I was trying to tell you, we got the back stick or something. Is that what you're thinking about?
Okay. What about, what would you call little pieces of wood that you'd build a fire with?
Kindling.
Okay. And the black stuff that gets up in a chimney.
The soot.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody burn soot out of a chimney? I talked to one man that said he did that ever so often. Burning the soot. I used to think that, I mean, we used to have houses burned down because the soot would catch on fire in the chimney, but we never did it intentionally.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever really did, as you say, intentionally, but sometimes you put something in there, you really burn out, it'd be good for it.
Oh, yeah. But it sure was scary sounding. It roared like a dick. And flames come out the top. Yeah. We saw a house burning on the way down.
Yeah, it's burning in Russellville.
In Russellville.
Mm-hmm.
On this side or where?
No, it's over about the motel. It was near the motel on the...
On this little road or the main, the 43?
The little road, 24.
Uh-huh. Right there in here. Right there on the side of there. Filling station or that Frank Story Street or on in there?
The house was right on the other stone. On the other side of the motel. What's the name of the motel?
Russellville. On the other side? Mm-hmm. Not going to climb?
About 50 feet on
the other side. Yeah, it was right up against, right close to the road right there. And
so wasn't that girl a big house right the other side there?
No, it looked kind of like a small shack.
Mm-hmm.
It was gone. I mean, the roof was already...
Might have been right there what they used to call Clayton Pasture. I don't know.
Right opposite Crossing Lake. That's
mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything but just a few sticks left burning. The piece of furniture that you're sitting in is called a what?
Chair.
Okay, and what about this? What do you call this?
Couch.
Okay. And on a window, the things that you pull up or down on rollers to keep the sun out?
Blinds.
Okay.
No, I see. I guess.
Some people call them blinds, or some call them window shades or shades.
Oh yeah, I'm a shade.
In a room where you don't have a closet, in the old houses they used to have a piece of furniture that you'd hang clothes in.
Ship robe.
Okay. Yes. Some people call them ship robe or wardrobe or something like that. Mm. What about the built-in place where you hang your clothes? That's a what? Would you call it a closet or a clothes closet or?
Just a closet, I guess.
And